What's up? Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bullen, and I'm here with Dylan
Hey, Billy.
And Dan Register.
Hey, Bill.
And we have a guest today that goes by the name of Alex George.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
What's up?
It's been a minute since you've been in here.
I know. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about sports at you today.
Oh, gaw.
At your face.
I'm scared. I'm nervous.
It's going to be a dark one, people. It's going to be a dark pod.
That's what happens when a former NFL star hangs himself in his jail cell. So, yeah.
We're going to talk about suicide today.
It's a gloomy morning, too. It's kind of perfect.
Good morning. Yeah.
We've talked about suicide many a time on this podcast, but never about an actual suicide that has occurred.
I feel like it's been a while. It was like a running shtick that we kept accidentally hitting on.
During football season.
During football season, especially.
Right.
And then I think we've like finally like stopped happening, but now I think we're going to be back in full force.
I'll say this. It's been too long since we've discussed suicide.
It has. It really feels like, I feel like this was kind of, this is for us almost. Like he did this for us.
We need this.
I want to make this as much about us as I possibly can. You know?
He's like, when did they record Backdoor Cover? Okay. Wednesday?
Yeah.
Got it.
Dude, it's perfect because
it's perfect timing.
Like, think about if we weren't recording until tomorrow or some shit.
Would have missed it.
You would have missed it, yeah.
Like, it's too late.
So thank you, Aaron, for the timing of your suicide.
Thank you, Aaron.
That was my
thoughtful.
First thought this morning when they texted me. Like,
extremely
this is
going
to be great for the podcast.
Yes. Perfect timing. Before we get into suicide any further, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We've got the best menswear on the entire internet with brands like Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Cole Haan, Ruka, Sperry. We've got Yeti Ramblers for pool season that's coming up, rapidly approaching here. Also, an incredible selection of swimwear. We've got Man Outfitters button downs. That's our like house brand.
We got our own house brand Henleys, which I'm wearing right now.
How much are those? Do you know?
No clue.
They're
pretty cheap. The button downs are less than $35.
Relatively cheap, though.
Those are inexpensive. Yeah. I don't remember how much, but they're cheap.
And it doesn't really matter because if you use the code BACKDOOR, you get 10% off your entire order. At manoutfitters.com. We've also got an iTunes app and an Android app. So get in there, download those Man Outfitters apps. Use the code BACKDOOR, one word, BACKDOOR, 10% off your whole order. All right. We're going to start just straight Aaron Hernandez, are we not?
I think so.
I think
fair.
We have to bump it to the front of the front of the line here. So Aaron Hernandez found dead in his cell, hung himself allegedly with his bed sheet. Pretty crazy. Just because this is some shit that happens in like, have you seen The Wire? Has anybody watched The Wire?
No.
If one more person tells me to watch that,
yeah,
I need to watch it.
The Wire people, we love to tell people to watch The Wire.
Yeah. Greatest
show
ever.
There's a part where a guy in prison, I'm doing air quotes, hangs himself, but the whole thing was elaborately staged. He didn't hang himself. He was murdered, and. So I've seen that episode, and I got to tell you, it didn't seem that hard to pull off.
You're getting some vibes that he might not have committed suicide.
I think, well, I mean, there's always a chance. You never know.
Right.
And already he's got some guy that is, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, some of you might have heard of him, that he has a representative that's already coming out and saying that there's no way he would have killed himself.
Oh,
yeah,
he killed himself.
Yeah, he was alone in his cell.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He killed himself.
I'm staying woke on this.
That's good. This guy, Brian Murphy, says, absolutely no chance he took his own life. Chico was not a saint, but my family and I loved him, and he would never take his own life. Couple questions here. Chico?
Chico?
Yeah, that's new.
Is that his nickname?
Like that.
Cool nickname. If you guys want to start calling me Chico, I'm cool with that.
Where is he from? He's from the Northeast somewhere, isn't he?
He's from Connecticut. He's from Bristol.
He's from Connecticut.
He's from where he was, like, you know, offing people.
But I remember when he was being recruited by Urban Meyer to Florida. Urban Meyer, I think, was quoted saying, this guy's either going to be a star in the NFL or end up at, like, Rikers Island. And he was kind of cool.
He was both.
And he did both.
Yeah.
Man.
For the most part. I mean, he was at Rikers, but.
Well, whatever. You know.
Are there, like, is that a slummy area up there? I mean, did he grow up in an affluent?
It was a pretty nice area. I think
Micah notes off here that he had two parents.
Two parents.
He had both parents.
From a good home.
I think, good home. I think he was just like always about trying to buy into the whole gang mentality.
Right.
Like a life that he didn't actually live.
He has some demons.
No, I mean, he's the perfect example of the guy who was like, he wanted to be a thug. Right. You know? He wanted to be a gangster. And he
did everything in his power to do it.
He sort of was. The thing is, the reasoning behind why he killed the one guy he's been convicted of so far, Odin Lloyd, whatever the fuck his name is, R.I.P., wasn't, like, gangster-related.
He spilled a drink on him, right?
It was something that happened at the club. Like, he said something to him or some personal shit.
Like, as far as I know, there's not any connection between Aaron Hernandez and, like, drug running or, like, prostitution rings or anything that's actual, like, organized crime. It's just that he...
had beef.
Was trying to be hard all the time. And, like,
yeah, I think he was kind of like a fake thug.
Right.
Almost.
Well, but a real fake thug.
But
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Because he actually did shoot people.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Yeah, he murdered a guy.
Right, but I remember reading or like watching something where after that murder, he was with his boy in the car, and he was kind of just like visibly shaken. Like he wasn't hard.
Well, your first one
video?
No. I mean, like the guy his buddy was being interviewed.
Oh.
And he was just saying how like shaken Aaron Hernandez was. Like,
everybody knows your first kill is the hardest, you know.
Mine was, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to take the next day.
I was a little visibly shaken after mine, you know, like execution style killing somebody. It'll put the shakes in you for a few minutes.
But I mean, that's the same guy he eventually ended up shooting in the face.
Yeah.
So
second question about Brian Murphy's tweet: Chico was not a saint? Yeah, We're pretty aware of that.
He's in jail for murder.
He was a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, I see what he's saying, though. Like, he had his fuck-ups, but the guy's not, like, the suicidal type.
See, that's the thing. You don't say, like, if he robbed a store or if he, you know, got caught with a bunch of drugs, it's like, you know, he wasn't a saint, but he would never have done this. He committed the most grievous crime that you can commit.
Hey, I thought this country was a second chance nation.
And he's been in there for
not anymore,
Dan. 2 or 3 years. Like, you don't know what that's done to his head.
Right.
Like, that's kind of messed him up. He's changed. He's been in jail for like 3 years, 3 or 4 years.
Got some prison tats.
Yeah. I imagine prison isn't the most
pleasant place.
Yeah. It's not great for your mental health.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
If you're sentenced to life in a maximum security prison, like, I don't want that life. I'm not saying I'm going straight and hang myself, but like, I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know.
What's your move?
After a few years, like, what do you do? Like,
here's the thing.
No. You personally, what are you guys doing?
Do you join a gang?
You get life sentence. What are you doing? What's your first move?
It depends. Okay, there's a lot of things that go into this, and so we have to be clear before we answer this question. Are we talking about, like, if one of us went to maximum security prison and was going to do life in our current circumstances, meaning financial, family, whatever they are.
Or if you're rich, famous NFL guy.
Or am I Aaron Hernandez?
That's a good question.
Because if I'm Aaron Hernandez, I mean, just to be real about it, like, that's the best situation you can go into life in prison with. He's a huge, fucking, pretty hard-looking Hispanic dude with a ton of money and a shitload of tattoos.
And he's
prison.
In a New England jail. Yeah. People were probably fans of him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, in New England. He has a little respect.
Right.
Sure. And I just don't see it being, like, it's not me. You know what? If it's me, I'm fucked. Like, it's over for me. I'm not going to do too hot in maximum security prison.
Where are you going,
dudes
though?
Like Aaron Hernandez.
Who are you joining?
What?
Who are you going to join?
I don't know. I guess you have to go Aryan Brotherhood
if you're a white guy. If you're white.
You
is
have
that
no
your only
choice.
Option?
Like, that's it. That's all we've got. White people, we don't have any other gang choices.
Or do you kind of become like a bitch for somebody else and kind of be like a drug runner, like a mule that shoves everything up his ass?
See, but I don't want you. Have you seen, you watched
like,
The Night Of?
I was gonna say, yeah. That's exactly what I just thought.
I don't want that shit.
You don't want to
be Can you join the Aryan crew and still be like tight with the black dudes or not?
I don't think so.
It didn't work that way.
I don't know. See, all my prison knowledge comes off TV shows.
Right. I want to hang out with the black dudes too, man.
Right. But the problem is, they probably don't want to hang out with you.
That's fair.
And I just don't. My point is, if I'm Aaron Hernandez, I stick it out. You could probably have an all right life. If I'm me, I'm probably gonna go ahead and try to figure out how to kill myself.
Do you become boys with like the warden, like in Shawshank? Get a little rock hammer, like get a rock hammer.
Start
maybe
doing
sculpt,
people's taxes.
Maybe sculpt.
Have y'all seen
some chess pieces?
That pretty popular interview. It's this older black man who's doing like life in prison, and he's talking about what he does with the guys in there, about how he like there's a he does a long thing about like eating ass and stuff and
no
Ew.
You haven't seen what? This it's a documentary it's
what?
It's jarring
sounds
how
like
graphic this
like
guy
the sexual
is.
Stuff they do
he's like yeah I'll just like a new guy gets in here I'll just like say like yeah you're gonna have to eat my ass or we're gonna kill you whatever and he'll get like jelly and like spread it on it it's just like it's disgusting
what?
But he's like just very blunt about it. He's like, yeah, this is what we do. I'm not gay, but like, you know,
you got no other
I'm making a man eat my ass.
That's such a weird concept. Like the concept of
you're gay if you
of
do that.
Prison gay. Like, yeah, that's yeah. not. I just don't buy into, dude, no amount of time.
You're going to jerk off the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, I just don't. I mean.
You need companionship.
You don't know? Okay, Dan.
Yeah, what is your point here?
If I'm in jail for the rest of my life, you know, there's going to be nights where you get lonely. I think everyone will eventually turn prison gay.
No. I don't know, man.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know. And that's not, I'm not like trying
out
to be.
Out of necessity.
I'm not trying to be like.
We got needs, man.
Well, we Mr. know where Dan stands.
Mr. Yeah. Straight Machismo or anything like that. I'm just saying, I don't know. You know? I don't know. That's fucking, but thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
It's very open of you.
I'm surprised I haven't seen this. You probably have. You just can't remember.
You're
right
surprised
now.
We haven't seen it
because it's very popular. It's been like spread around.
You could also, I mean, you could eventually be
like,
the guy.
There's like a clip that's been on Twitter a million times that you've probably seen.
Spread around like jelly.
Yeah.
You could end up being the guy who like brews the toilet wine, so you could kind of open up your own vineyard.
See that I could do. Like anything really involving like drugs or alcohol, I could probably handle.
You want to be the plug?
Sure. Like I'm degenerate enough. To do any of that, but not the I can't do the
sexual
ass
things,
eating, you know.
The sexual things.
I just can't.
I'm not doing that either.
So that if I have to go that route, that's when the bed sheet comes out. And I made a point on Twitter, but I wanted to talk about it in here. What is a ruling on the guy who plugs Aaron Hernandez in some pun or joke into his fantasy team in the upcoming season? Is that frowned upon? Is that
no,
okay?
It's not frowned upon.
It'll be
I just,
over the. By
it's
the
not funny, but it's not frowned upon.
I've already had like three or four of these over the past 5 years. There's always some Aaron Hernandez joke in my league. I'm just kind of sick of it. And now he's dead. Can't we all just move on?
He's going to be in your league for like the next decade.
Yeah.
Every league.
People are really unfunny.
Every league has like three or four guys who just Google names to use for their team.
Yeah.
Just totally unoriginal.
There's still a
That's
forgetting.
The guy who have
there's still Aaron forgetting Hernandez. Brandon Marshall somewhere in your league.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Maybe somebody could call dibs on it. Only one person can have it.
So only one person can use Aaron Hernandez puns?
So nobody else can have multiple names of it.
We kind of touched on this already, but last thing about this Brian Murphy guy who's apparently the representative of Aaron Hernandez. You cannot proclaim, if somebody, like just hypothetically, let's say somebody in my family commits suicide. Hopefully this never happens. God forbid. But I'm not going to come out publicly and say that they would never do this. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of the circumstances, I don't think you can ever fully be in somebody else's head enough to know exactly whether they would or wouldn't do this. Like, it just seems, it's almost like selfish of you to assume that you even have the right to say that they would never do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you don't fucking know what I would do.
When was the last time
you
talked to him? Like, how does he know, like, what his mental state was?
I'm sure they've spoken, and I'm sure he's seen him, but that doesn't... I just don't... What is he, his fucking shrink? Like, he's talking to him about all his issues?
Maybe.
I don't think so. Like, there's no way this guy could have fully understood what it was like for him in there. I wonder, did he have access to TV? Does anybody know Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, I know him.
did he have access to television or internet?
I don't think... That's the kind of prison that they allowed that.
Some of those maximum security prisons, you do, though. Like, you'll have, like, a TV in your cell and, like, internet access.
Really?
Or you have, like, that 5-inch or 10-inch, like, black and white TV in the corner.
In
yeah,
fact,
everybody has to
share. You don't have internet access.
No
Dude,
way.
You can't, like, hop on Twitter and be like, yo, what's up, guys? Coming at you live from Sub Block C.
I'm not going to say this is a fact because I've been known to misspeak before. But I'm about 98% sure that he used his cell phone to hang himself with the bed sheet, is what I read.
What?
Yeah. So he had like a phone and shit.
Well, he's rich, so
yeah,
he has options.
How did his phone come into play
there? I don't understand.
I think he tied it to the end and used it as the part that, or maybe I read it wrong.
Yeah. I don't know where it
comes
into play.
Please explain this.
I'm just...
He has a brand new iPhone in there.
Dude, that happens. That shit happens in prison. They got phones in there. Anyway.
I don't get it.
They got burners.
Anything else with Aaron to talk about?
The Patriots are going to the White House today, too.
Oh, God.
Which is like, the timing is just perfect.
How many of them are refusing to go? Do we know?
I just got a thing that Tom Brady isn't even going.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Long, is it Chris Long?
Chris Long, Philadelphia
Eagle.
Chris
Long's not going either.
I thought Brady was a big Trump guy.
He's got things
Brady's
to do.
Not going?
He's got family issues.
He's got things to
do. Oh, he's totally avoiding this for branding purposes.
Right. Probably.
Under Armour's like, stay away from the White House.
Maybe don't go to this. There's enough connection between you and this guy. And yeah, it's really funny to me still how, as a country, we've kind of just decided to sweep the whole Belichick, Brady,
Bob
Trump
Kraft.
Connections, Bob Kraft, under the rug. Like, good for them, I guess. Good for those three that they're not getting the heat that anybody else would. But, like, dude, come on. They should be getting roasted every day.
When Brady is asked about Trump in pressers, which he is routinely, he gets, like, visibly uncomfortable.
Because he's very clearly been told by not only, like, his reps and his wife, allegedly, has told him, like, stop talking about this guy.
Ooh. Isn't that still a wild concept, though? Just being friends with the President of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Is just
not
like
good now.
He is such he's the most polarizing figure since a long time.
Yeah, I don't know where we could go with that, but there are a lot of
well, we know
really?
This.
It's a
tough place. Producer Micah.
Micah says there aren't any that Trump didn't get voted for in the Northeast. Trump's general attitude about the whole Patriots thing, how he would routinely like claim personal phone calls from Brady, like, yeah, no, during the Super Bowl run, like, yeah, I talked to Tom before right before the game, like, he called me from the locker room at halftime, like, he made it seem like the most absurd relationship ever between those three
guys. Who's worse, Donald Trump or Mark Wahlberg when it comes to that kind of thing? Do you remember when Mark Wahlberg said that he had like a nice conversation with Sergio Garcia the day before he won the Masters?
No one is worse than Trump at this. No one. He's the biggest name dropper ever. He's like the rapper The Game?
Yeah.
How like every single one of his songs just revolved around name dropping as many other famous people as he possibly could. Like, it got completely out of control.
Are you coming at the documentary right now?
No. I'm coming at the documentary 2. The documentary is a great album. But it's even in the first one, even in that album, like, there's a ton of name dropping. It just got worse as his career went on, though, because he didn't have anything else to talk about.
Nope.
That's how Trump is, except with Belichick and Tom Brady, which is weird and doesn't get talked about.
Everyone's a dear friend to Trump. Like, he
a dear, dear friend.
If he's spoken with someone before. Oh, yeah, he's a great friend.
See, that's what makes Backdoor Cover like a different kind of podcast. We just made a comparison between Donald Trump and the rapper The Game.
Yeah.
You'll hear that nowhere else.
Yeah, that's the kind of insight that we provide.
What's The Game been up to, man?
He's like 6'8".
Super
jacked. He's huge, and he hangs out with
Is he that tall?
Yeah, he's fucking big.
You know who else? Montel Jordan, also 6'8".
Oh.
Remember him?
No.
This Is How We Do It? The best song of all time?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty random. What's he up to? Asking what people are up
to. Well, he's a one-hit wonder, so who knows?
Wait, wasn't The Game supposed to fight
he's
guy that killed Trayvon Martin?
6'4", yes. Line ass.
What?
He wanted to set up a charity boxing thing.
What was that guy's name? The white dude?
George Zimmerman?
George Zimmerman, yeah.
That's so random.
The Game also randomly hangs out with, like, the Jenners and shit. Like, he's like a... I thought he was older, but he's like friends with Kendall and Kylie or some shit. I don't know, man.
Of course he is.
How old is he? Micah, you have it up.
79? No, that's old.
37.
So he's getting up there. But he's still plugged into the weird celebrity scene in LA somehow.
Yeah.
And I've seen him like hanging with the Jenners.
Is it through Fitty? Because him and Fitty,
I don't know.
Like ASAP?
I don't know what
ASAP hangs out with them,
but ASAP is young.
There's no way The Game is flush with cash now, right? He hadn't made.
I'm pretty sure
he had a hit.
He hasn't made
years.
Any music.
But
I've never been a fan.
I don't know.
I don't hate the documentary too. I'm gonna just put that out there.
I don't hate it either. It's been a long time since this dude even put out anything that matters.
Surprised I know the names of albums of The Game.
Yeah.
He was like
good.
He was on top of the rap game.
Yeah.
For
he was never
months.
On top of the rap game.
In
he was.
No, he
wasn't.
The 2000s, like early 2000s.
This Is How We Do.
Yeah.
That was a jam.
That was it.
Dude, Hate It or Love It?
That's another Dogs on Top.
That's a fantastic song.
He was hot for like a summer back like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Sure. It was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
But it was him, Fitty, Lil Wayne.
This is the most he's been talked about in maybe a decade.
Shouts to the game, though.
Right, yeah, shout out.
Shouts to the game.
Open invite to the game if you want to come on. Talk about whatever sport it is that you...
Talk about the rap game.
Yeah, we'll talk about the rap game. There you go. We'll become a hip-hop podcast just for that. Oh, God. What got us into this? What just happened?
That was deep. That was deep.
You made a comparison with him and Trump.
We were talking about the White House visit. What is even the point of this? Was there going to be like three dudes up there at the White House with Trump?
Is Trump even going to be there?
It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Brady's not even going. Yeah, I could see this being a situation where Trump is displeased that the big names aren't there and he decides not to show up.
But Trump just like doesn't show up to a lot of things.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy.
Maybe he'll send out like Sean Spicer to greet the Patriots,
And obviously this Aaron Hernandez thing has like stolen the spotlight from it, obviously. I think that's his bigger news than them going to the White House.
I wonder if Aaron knew. I guess he probably...
How could he have known?
Did Trump actually just put a hit out on Aaron Hernandez to like cover up, just to overshadow how poor...
Yeah.
Like how little the amount of Patriots showed up to the White House today?
Yeah.
I think his connection with the team is far enough removed to where this isn't a huge story for them.
Right.
He hasn't played for them in, what, 5 years now? Six years?
Here's the reason it is, though. It's going to be the biggest sports story for the remainder of the week. There's going to be a 30 for 30 about it. There's going to be 100,000 articles written about it today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. They better pray to God that the investigation is clean and it's just that this dude hung himself with a sheet and there's not more to it. And the reason it all goes back to the Patriots is because now that he's dead, every article and documentary and whatever is going to tie in this dude's whole life, which is not all that long. He was a young guy.
He was 25 when he got
27
convicted.
Years old. And the biggest Jeez. Chunk of that, yeah. the most important part of the story, is how he was a member of the New England Patriots and was off slaying people.
Yeah. And they're going to pick apart, like, didn't you see the character flaws or the character issues and you drafted them? And
the Patriots will get talked about a lot, is the point. A lot.
Here's a question for the pod. We talked about this a little bit before we started recording, but it's worth talking about now, too. In your opinion, what is the biggest sports collapse of this era? Like,
yeah. Or let's just say of, you know, the past 40 years.
Okay, maybe not collapse. The biggest story, which
I mean, it's
usually
OJ,
involves a collapse.
OJ is the biggest one.
Right.
That's but
easy. OJ committed his crimes after his career.
But it's still, he was still.
But that's juice. What he was known for.
Yeah, he was like very but much in the spotlight.
It didn't derail his career is my point.
Well, didn't derail his professional sports career. No.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. That was such a big story that Chappelle, in his latest stand-up, was still making OJ jokes.
Right.
Yeah, I guess here's the difference. Like, the OJ thing, we'll say it doesn't count because his sports career was already over, but that had a bigger, more profound effect on American culture as a whole than any other sporting news thing that's ever happened.
My parents remembered where they were when, like, he was being chased in his Bronco. And like during the entire court case.
Dude, I remember where I was, and I was like seven. I had no fucking idea what was going on.
I was three. So.
I was so confused.
I remember the whole fucking thing. In my opinion,
Tiger is the biggest collapse.
Yeah, the biggest collapse, in my opinion, is definitely Tiger Woods. He was on pace to just destroy every record, and now he's like, for the past 10 years, we've been talking like, is he ever going to win another one?
Or even play.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't even played.
The thing about Tiger that's really depressing to me now, and I saw an example of this last night before I went to sleep. There was an Instagram up. It was a video of him like hitting balls on a range, and it said, Tiger hits golf balls in public for the first time in 3 months. And I was like, this is not news. Everybody wants him to be able to come back so bad. Yeah. And even people that I like and respect, there's people out there who think that he's still going to come back and win another major.
It's not far-fetched to say that when he was in his prime, he was the most dominant athlete in his given sport of all time.
No, it is
that's
not
how,
far-fetched
that's
to
how
say.
Good Tiger Woods
didn't he
was.
He won like 25% of the tournaments he played in, which is unreal.
It was
the
nuts.
Most dominant athlete of all time.
And he was arguably in his prime when all that shit went down with
his
wife.
He was.
And arguably, he was the most famous athlete on the planet, period. That's what made it so crazy is that, like, when all that shit went down with, what was his wife's name? I always forget her name.
Ella?
It's a very white name.
Ellen?
Ellie, whatever. she got rich.
Elin.
There we go.
Nordgren, I want to say. Swedish.
Yeah, I was going to say, she sounds Swedish. Blonde.
Swede. She's hot, from Sweden.
Hot speed.
She was hot.
Weird move by Tiger to cheat way down. But
that's what they do. That's what guys do. It's weird.
I mean,
they cheat down.
We're talking about like Hooters waitresses and shit.
But these are girls that would like let him pee on them. So
ew.
I don't think he was doing
Listen,
that.
Listen, Carmelo Anthony
though.
Got pregnant.
Do you ever see the text messages?
And now they're getting divorced.
We have to talk about the text messages
that came out with like Tiger Woods, just like would send like Hooters waitresses and stuff. He would always ask them about like golden showers.
No, he would not.
Bro,
would
look it up. I have never heard
Google
that.
I haven't either.
You know
Google
all kinds of things.
I've
look
never
at,
heard
look
that.
Look at the text.
Unconfirmed, alleged golden shower texts we'll look into.
I'm not buying that.
But what gives me a little like glimmer of hope that Tiger could, he's not going to like break Jack's record, but he could be competitive again, is Freddie Couples. The way Freddie Couples at 57 being competitive and showing up on Sunday at the Masters.
Yeah.
With before Tiger Woods, he had the most notorious bad back in the history of golf. And he somehow figured out how to like deal with it.
Yeah, but he didn't win the Masters.
Nobody was competitive. And I think that's really what we want in golf is Tiger Woods to be in the conversation on Sunday.
But he can't even get out there, man. Like, he hasn't even been able to get on the course and maintain play for, like, a month.
But what he needs to do is just, like, talk to Freddie, do whatever the hell Freddie did, change up his swing.
Tiger Woods is done.
Yeah, it's over, man. Like, this is the exact thing that makes it so sad. It's like, we're still talking about the what-ifs and the how he could get back and the maybe. And it's no, it's
over. He won't win another tournament, much less a major.
It's fucking over. And think the crazy thing is, what is the Sergio stat? Sergio has won more majors in the past nine years than Tiger Woods. Sergio Garcia has won more majors in the past 9 years than Tiger Woods. One. But that is crazy to think about the span of time that has passed, because it doesn't feel like all that long ago when this Tiger shit went down, when it hit the fan, and when he, you know.
What was the last tournament he was, like, competitive in? Was it when he
lost?
Dude,
he was player of the year, like, 3 years ago.
Well, 2013, he won five tournaments, but the last major, he was, like, in the last group on Sunday. I think he lost to Wai Yang, right, in the PGA Championship. Does that sound right?
Wait, when was this?
I don't know.
2009?
8 years ago?
Yeah, I could see that.
It's the biggest. I don't think there's anything you can compare to it, even.
The biggest career collapse.
Yeah.
Well, personal, too.
But. And just, it's
both.
The fact that so many people are still hanging on for dear life to the Tiger dream lets you know how big of an impact he had and how many fans he had.
The question used to be, by how many majors is he going to break Nicklaus's record by?
Now
it's like, he won't even come close.
What, is he going to break it by 10?
Yeah. He was destroying it.
Well, if I know you guys were at the Masters, but literally that was everything everybody talked about because it was his 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So it was
yeah.
just like highlights and short docs, and that was my favorite part.
20-year of his first
winning the Masters.
Yeah.
I think it was his first major period.
Yeah.
97,
so,
right?
97.
Yeah.
There was all kinds of highlights and little short things watching
We would get home after being out on the course and watch some of the like replay footage or whatever, and we caught some of that like – He looks like a fucking child out there in those replays, man.
I really wish that he was healthy enough to play or had his game in good enough shape to play in this Masters that we went to. Not because I wanted to see like him perform well. I just wanted to see the guy swing a golf club in real life. Because he is a legend still. All right, he always will be.
He always will be, yeah.
We need to move on from Tiger just because this is so irrelevant. But to that point, 3 months before the Masters, like leading up to it, he was supposed to play in it.
Yeah.
And I was fucking pumped because I knew we
Everybody
were going to get
was.
To go. I was like, fuck, dude, we're going to see Tiger Woods in the Masters. And then he withdrew from a tournament. He withdrew from the next tournament.
Well,
he scheduled
like back to back to back to back. That was a mistake.
We didn't play in any of them.
He played one tournament, and then I don't think he made the cut.
And that was the last straw for me. That's when I was like, no mas. Also, one more thing. It was hilarious. When we were at Augusta, I heard a local woman say, talking to a guy next to her, she was from not Georgia, but somewhere between Georgia and Augusta. And she was talking about how back in the day it used to be so easy, or so much easier anyway, to get Masters tickets, and how much more enjoyable the tournament used to be, that her and her husband had been coming for 30 years or some shit, and that Tiger Woods ruined the Masters. was her take.
Oh my God, because he popularized it so much.
He ruined the Masters by making it the Tiger Woods show that everybody wanted to get tickets. It became like the hottest ticket in sports. It still is.
He also put golf on the fucking map,
yeah.
though.
Yes. Right. Well, and that's the flip side of the coin is that he is the reason golf is what it is today.
But the thing is, like, for as much as we're into golf and the guys that are currently in the game, and I don't think it's ever been better talent-wise, there's just not that guy that has, like, that extra, like, it factor or charisma that Tiger Woods had.
And, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever have that again in golf.
Like, the best golfer in the world right now is Dustin Johnson, and he's just, like, a total, like, idiot.
He's a dumbass. At the height of Woods' popularity before all the shit went down, there are people who didn't follow golf, didn't know any of the players, but they know who Tiger Woods was.
Sure.
Like, he was that transcendent. He was just...
Yeah.
Well.
Transcendent.
Insane. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break real quick, get a word in here from some of our other podcasts at Grand X Media, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Dave, a lot of people don't know this, but you have another podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That's great you brought that up, Madison.
What's it called?
It's called Dudes Doing Business, and you're on it too, and so is Joe.
Hey. That's right.
What are we? We're like a business podcast that you need to be listening to.
You should. I mean, if you want to have success in your business career, then you've got to listen to Dudes Doing Business.
Yeah. I mean, look, we give you valuable insight regarding what we're doing here at Grand X, but we also bring in people from the outside to hear their perspective on shit.
It's just all business all the time, but you know, none of that pretentious bullshit that you get with other business podcasts.
No way. All right. Well, yeah, give us a shot. Dudes Doing Business. Subscribe. 5 stars. Party.
All right. We're back. Now we're going to talk about something even more fun. Carmelo Anthony allegedly got a stripper pregnant and his wife of how many years? I don't know. Him
Lala.
And Lala.
Lala.
First of all.
Probably not her given name.
Lala is an interesting an interesting name. She has filed for divorce. They dated for like 15 years, finally got married. I feel like they've been married for a few years. I don't know. Let's just say 5. I have no idea. That could be way off, but that's what we're going to say. And she has filed for divorce because Carmelo got a New York City stripper pregnant. They've been married for 7 years. So they're just separated right now, I guess, is the real differentiating factor. But first point, all these basketball dudes cheat on their wives.
Right. Professional athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basketball players and golfers, I think, are the worst, most notorious.
They're always traveling.
Scumbags.
They're never home.
Carmelo's deal that he would tell people, or at least this is what's being widely reported
I know where you're going with
is
this.
Is that she was married. He was not.
Lala got married.
Yeah, he'd
when,
say
when
that
people
to
brought
people.
Up their marriage, yeah.
Really?
She's married, what? I'm not married.
What a dog.
And that she knew the deal, all this, etc., blah, blah, blah. Now, whether or not that's true, you know, we'll never get the full story on any of this shit unless Lala writes a tell-all or gets a reality TV show about it or something, which is also possible. But it's an interesting concept that that's still going on, like that type of shit, to that extent.
Interesting that you would bear back a stripper.
And that's
questionable decision-making on Carmelo's part.
The next really big point here. It's one thing to be a fucking idiot and fuck a stripper, but to fuck a stripper without any protection at all.
And then come inside.
And come inside. Or and maybe he just pre-jacked a little. Who
and
knows?
And Carmelo but Anthony.
Dude, come on, man. What are you doing?
Maybe she did it on purpose. She, like, tricked him, drugged him.
Maybe. We don't know, but we don't know. I guess.
Maybe he's looking for a way out of his marriage and decided to.
With a stripper?
Do it the worst way possible.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's still theories out there.
That's just a questionable, expensive mistake. And she's going to take him to the fucking woodshed in divorce court.
I like to think that maybe Carmelo was getting a lap dance, and he maybe came his pants. And
okay.
And it just somehow,
and maybe
the
like
made
went
their
to
way.
He went to change his pants, and the stripper kind of like scooped it up.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Disgusting.
Oh,
visuals.
God.
Visuals.
Because I just like, I think of Carmelo, I think of just a complete failure. So like, that's the way I see Melo.
But who knows how many more times he's cheated on her and like.
Oh,
this
yeah.
one he just got happened to get her pregnant.
And apparently that's kind of the situation is like she knew about a lot of infidelity and this was just the final straw. She was like, are you serious? You barebacked a stripper and got her pregnant. Dude, we're done here. But it's 1,000 times funnier and more entertaining wrapped up in the insane melodrama that is
Phil Jackson. Everything that's going on
just
in his life
right
now.
Everything with
the Knicks. I didn't even, no pun intended, melodrama. with the Knicks, yeah. The franchise is a fucking mess. Oof. Phil Jackson is the worst GM ever in the history of basketball.
But he drafted Porzingis.
Yeah, he's drafted Porzingis, and he's trying to, it's like he's going out of his way to try to get Porzingis to leave New York.
Porzingis doesn't want to even be there.
And he's the future of the franchise. Yeah, Phil is awful at his job. I can't remember. You know how his nickname is the Zen Master,
right?
As a coach? I think people started calling him the Zen Blaster or something like that now as a GM. He's just ruining everything. He's just blowing up that franchise. They had a terrible season. They signed like a squadron of like misfit toys in.
They're all expiring contracts, though, I think, right? Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Noah's still on the hook.
Yeah, and his contract's quite large. I think he's getting like $17 million next year or some shit. Could be wrong on that, too. But yeah, they got Noah. They got Derrick Rose. They got Carmelo. Who else? I feel like they had one other guy in there. It doesn't matter.
I mean, Porzingis, but...
Oh, yeah. Porzingis is their guy they
They're only
drafted.
Saving grace. Yeah.
And so Porzingis skipped his exit interviews because of all the drama with Phil. Basically, Phil came out and said that Melo needed to find somewhere else to play, essentially, that he wasn't going to fit in there, which is just a weird move. Like, everybody knows that. He went out of his way to blast Carmelo Anthony publicly, which is a bad look for management of a professional basketball team.
And he's still, like, he's not a free agent. They have to trade him, and he has no trade clause, so he's going to have to dictate where he goes.
And so then as all that's unfolding, and, you know, the playoffs are going on where other respectable franchises are competing on a nightly basis, and then you've got Carmelo knocking up a stripper on the side. It's just like, what has happened? The
it's
Knicks can just, they just can't seem to make a comeback. Team is a joke. Any points on Carmelo and his stripper situation?
None at all.
I think just Carmelo is just classic story of like what could have been. Like what he was as a Denver Nugget when he actually put in effort was way different than what he became.
Yeah, once he started getting paid. I mean, he's a perfect example of that guy. He's like an all-world talent. He was incredible in the Olympics. At least we got that out of him.
He's the most storied U.S. Olympian to ever play basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is crazy. But
meaning
even
what? Really? Most medals?
He has the most gold medals. I think more than Jordan.
He was like the face of Team USA. He was.
That's
even
his thing.
When we had, like, we'd have LeBron on the team and D-Wade and whoever. Like, Carmelo was the leader of the team.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
People would be like, oh, Carmelo's not a winner. And he just brings out his gold medals.
It's really weird because if you watched him play in the Olympics, it was like a totally different guy. Like, he actually put forth some effort on the defensive end, was like passing the ball and shit. It was nuts. Like, it makes no sense at all how much he telegraphed that he didn't give a shit about the Knicks or playing on the Knicks or anything to do with his professional basketball career, because then he would go and actually try in the Olympics.
And I mean, he's really still good. Like an elite scorer. So, like, he can get buckets whenever he wants. So, is there a team he could go to next year where he can be, like, somewhat of a contributor? And, like,
yeah, I mean,
put them over the hump, maybe? Is he going to Cleveland?
Thing is,
he's going to have to take a lot less money, though.
And just change a lot.
Yeah.
As
his role. He might have to come off the bench.
Or just do, you got to, something. Because right now he's a disaster. Like, I don't want him on the Rockets.
I don't want him anywhere near the Sixers.
I was going to say, nobody wants him on their team.
Yeah, you don't want that dude on your team. You can't take him in Atlanta. You can't have him and Dwight Howard playing together.
That'd be incredible.
That would be awful.
That would be the best.
I need that. Now that you said that, I need that.
Yeah, Dan, that's what we root for, you and me, is for him to go to Atlanta. Let's talk NBA playoffs a little bit. Biggest surprises so far have been, well, I think the biggest surprise without question is
Chicago.
Yeah, Boston going down two games at home.
Were the Bulls just sandbagging us the whole year?
TNT
Bulls. A little bit. I seriously think so. A little bit, because I've watched both these games. First of all, terrible story, Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, that's so
terrible
sad.
Situation.
It breaks my heart.
I'm like keeping myself from even looking into it anymore.
Right.
All I know is that his sister died in a car crash at like 5 a.m. One car crash. She hit something. I don't even want to know the details outside of that because it'll just make it more depressing. But sucks for him. Obviously, the Celtics are a fun team to watch, and the Bulls have kind of been. They were like the team who just barely got into the playoffs at the end of the year. They've kind of been, they similarly to the Knicks, they're kind of just this team of random
misfit toys
parts put together. With the fucking presser yesterday after they won that game, it was three guys sitting at a table: Jimmy Butler, Rajon Rondo, and Dwayne Wade. And my head almost exploded.
Yeah.
I was like, how did this happen?
Well, the thing is, Jimmy Butler is the best player in the series.
Obviously.
Easily.
Yes.
So,
but Jimmy Butler had a quiet year.
Right.
After being one of the most talked about players in the league. And he's far and away one of the most, he's a top 10 player.
But Dwayne Wade also does this thing where, like, he'll just kind of, like, cruise through the season. But when it comes playoff time, after, I mean, I saw this for years when I was at UCF
in
Miami.
He was killing it last night. He was vintage Wade.
Like, he saves his legs for the playoffs, which rightfully so, because he's getting up there in age. He has a lot of mileage on him.
Even but Rondo,
like he has glimpses where he can just be like, oh, yeah, remember me? I'm Dwayne Wade. I used to be a top 3 player.
Both of those, Rondo and Wade last night, to Alex's point.
Yeah. Well, playing against his old team, Rondo was killing it.
He almost had a triple-double.
Yeah.
This is the same guy who tanked an entire Dallas Mavericks season. He ruined an entire season single-handedly.
I tweeted this out last night, though. Do you guys remember the Chicago Bulls won the Summer League title? So they're proven championship material.
Yeah, right. Now you got to feel for Brad Stevens is gonna get fucking canned. There's no way they win. There's no way they win this series.
I did see with a coach with a minimum 10 games in the playoffs, he has the lowest winning percentage.
Well, they're the second team in the history of the league to be a one seed and go down 0-2.
Who was the other one? The Mavericks against Golden State.
No, it was like some.
But I mean, the Mavericks did lose that series, though. That was the only NBA team to lose as a one seed.
One seeds have lost, but it's really, really bad to be a one seed and go 0-2 at home.
And now they're going back to Chicago. They're going to Chicago. Like, are they going to win the series?
If you've been watching these games, they're going to lose. They are not going to win this series.
No, Chicago's a better team.
They have been the easily better team. Yeah.
It's weird.
They're being vastly outplayed on both ends of the floor.
I'll admit it, that like during the regular season, I didn't watch a whole lot of Boston Celtic games.
I didn't either. I watched a handful, but
Like I'm watching them in the playoffs right now. I'm like, how's this one seed?
Dude, their offense is they look like shit.
Who's their who scores besides Thomas?
Nobody. And the reason that I'll argue that Stevens actually is maybe a little bit on the hot seat is because of how bad their offense is. They don't have nothing about it is even remotely organized. I don't know what he does as a coach. What does he tell them to do?
That's a little old Trill Ballins joke that's been going around the internet for like 3 years, where he's like, is Brad Stevens on the hot seat with the Celtics?
Oh yeah. Who does he want them to bring in?
No, he wants him to go to IU. Indiana.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
Brad Stevens is always looking for that Indiana job.
God, that's an obscure Twitter person.
I love that.
Trill Ballins.
I love that joke.
No, he's a great follow. That's just the ultimate internet human right there. Anyway, that's been the biggest surprise so far. Cleveland is handling Indiana.
It
hasn't been easy. They've been good games.
The Pacers have covered.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, good teams win, great teams cover.
Dude, it's been easy so far picking these games. I won't lie.
A lot of points.
Yeah, you've
teams
been
are getting,
money.
Teams are getting 9 points in the playoffs. You take those points every day.
I don't really get that. Utah covered again last night. Utah's covered both times. I picked them both times. Who else? Spurs have covered. I picked them. Rockets covered. I picked them.
Spurs are boring.
Did you guys like that Fizdale joke or clip after the game two with the Spurs?
That was incredible.
Talking about the data.
Take that for data. What does that even mean?
Great sound bit.
What does that even mean?
Well, he kept dropping stats and numbers, like how many free throws the Spurs were shooting, how many Grizzlies shot.
Okay, this is the classic coach move of attempting to rile up your team.
Win over his players.
To get some emotional fuel. The problem is, and this is what makes the Spurs the most dangerous team in sports to me, that's not effective against them at all. Because then you get out there, and if you're going to try to harness anger or that like frustration against the Spurs, they're just going to make you look stupid because nobody on their team plays that way. They're all respectful. They're all nice. They just play the game and go about their business, and they will fuck you in the ass if you try to come out there and play like that. Like, it just doesn't work.
The Grizzlies are kind of like that way, too. Like, Connolly's never said, like, a bad word, like, on the court.
He's the only guy on their team that's like that. He is like that. He would fit right in with the Spurs organization. Right. He's been completely shut down by them, too.
But he got paid.
He has done nothing in
this
series.
He got paid.
But, yeah, that's going to be a sweep.
For sure.
Rockets are going to end up playing the Spurs in the second round.
How do you feel about that series,
Bill? Yeah,
how
are you feeling about your Rockets?
I feel good about the current situation with Oklahoma City. And I just got to say, I wrote a column trolling Westbrook fans yesterday.
It was effective.
Point of the column is that Russell Westbrook being named MVP would negatively influence children, which is a joke because it's a joke. Because
we're a comedy website.
Because it's funny. Yeah. Funny to me anyway. But people take this shit too serious. And the reason that I wanted to, like, I started writing an MVP column like a month ago. And then I was like, fuck this. I don't want to be part of this. Like, the conversation, it's the most ridiculous that it's ever been.
There's
so overblown. So sick of hearing about it. Like, it's the dumbest argument in sports. Who should win the MVP of the NBA? It's like, you could give it to LeBron every year. Guys like Derrick Rose have come in and won it one random year in the past 10 years. Look at that fucker now. Like,
right.
It's a stupid argument. And whether you give it to Westbrook, you could give it to Harden, you could give it to LeBron until he dies, you can give it to Kawhi. Any of those guys would be more than deserving. The fact that we're having to argue about it as much as we have is insane. So I did the column finally just to kind
of
like stoke the flames.
A little bit of a troll job.
It's a lot of a troll job.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma City fans have gone fucking insane on me over the past 24
hours. I
kind
of piggybacked off that too. I was backing you up last night on Twitter.
Yes.
I said if Westbrook really wanted to win, he wouldn't care about useless stats like rebounding or assist. He would Iverson his way to the finals.
Yes.
That's true. That's very true.
Dude. It just is. It's crazy to me how much passion people have about Russell Westbrook winning MVP. Like that, that's not the purpose of playing the sport to win Most Valuable Player. The purpose is to win
They're
games
all just disappointed
and then a championship.
Because KD left, so now they have Russell Westbrook, and it's like they have somebody to look up to, and that's all they have.
I agree with you.
What
I
else
think,
does Oklahoma City have besides
I think that's
this?
A big part of it, is that people. A lot of sad, lonely people who have maybe been left by like a wife or a girlfriend or maybe a dad at some point, or even a mom or an aunt or an uncle. I don't fucking know. But they have a sense of abandonment, and then they identify with Russ because Kevin Durant abandoned him and abandoned their franchise, and that for whatever reason has like fused them emotionally to this guy.
Maybe.
I'm sure Seattle fans could connect with Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
He left them too.
But I love Westbrook. I love his game. He's my favorite player to watch.
He's
it's
fun
not
to watch.
On the Rockets, bar none.
He's like a superhuman.
He's insane.
Like a few years ago when he like broke his face, it just dented his face and
Dude,
he just kind of like popped that
I
out.
Totally forgot about that. That was
yeah.
that was really
was weird.
Weird. Yeah, I've never seen that kind of injury before where it just
he
looked
broke
like somebody
his face?
Yeah, you don't remember literally a dent in
no.
his face. It was bizarre. Look it up.
Look it up. Show me.
But I love the guy's fantastic, and this whole column is a joke, and these people are flipping. I've gotten death threats. I've gotten people sliding into my Instagram DMs, calling me a piece of shit and a cocksucker, and I just don't get it. I don't know what to do anymore, so I've just been completely playing into it as much as possible. But we got the picture pulled
Jeez.
Up of him, his dent in his face.
Just a crater in
he
his face.
He does have some chiseled
really,
cheekbones.
Really, really weird. He's got great jawline.
Yeah, he does.
If you have an opinion online, whether it be intended to be Jeez. A troll job or you're sincere, people are going to get upset because people are stupid.
Yeah.
Everyone feels like they have to have an
and
opinion
And they think they
on
have
something.
A voice and their voice matters.
Right.
It's like it doesn't.
But the thing is, if you write something and you don't invoke that outrage or like conversation, the piece probably stinks.
Yeah, it's probably not
so
very good.
So it's like it's a sign that you wrote a good piece.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Plus, let me reiterate, people are really stupid.
Yes.
Really, really, really stupid. And the dumbest ones always find their way to the internet.
That's the biggest takeaway. And I think that's an important thing for everyone to remember. You know? Like, the internet is a terrible place filled with shitty, shitty
Not
dumb
even
people.
The internet, just the world.
Sure.
Like, the majority of the world is just
but
dumb.
But the internet's bad because those idiots are all given a platform to speak. And they can do it anonymously in a lot of places. And that's both entertaining and awful at the same time. Any other series y'all want to touch on in the NBA?
Absolutely not.
Anyone beaten Cleveland in the East?
Alex, just to reiterate, I have that. Let's talk to you about your fanhood.
All right, let's hear it. What is it?
Are you a Hawks fan or a Cavs fan or who are you?
So, this is my explanation for this. When I did start watching basketball and got into sports, this
first
is
of all, you're from?
I'm from Atlanta. Well, I'm from Puerto Rico, so I feel like I could really be a fan wherever I want to
Puerto
be.
Rico.
But when did you move here?
When I was 10.
And did you move straight to Atlanta?
I moved straight to Georgia, yes. So, yeah. So, I'm a Georgia fan. I'm a Falcons fan.
Okay.
A Braves fan. But when I started getting into sports, LeBron had just gotten drafted. And that was literally all I saw on, like, SportsCenter. Like, that's what everybody was talking about. I didn't even know who was on the Hawks team that year, and I just got invested, and I started watching him and watching all the games, and then even through high school, like, that was all you saw was, like, Cavs games and, like, Lakers games.
So did you root for, like, the Heat when he was
on
the Heat?
Yeah, I loved him on the Heat, and I think people have, like, you're a Harden fan. Like, if he were to go somewhere else, would you follow him? Like, if that's
not
your
like
favorite
that.
Player.
Not like that, but it's different. It's different. It's different.
And it always is different with him. Like, if anybody else would have done this, it's like fine, but because like,
but yeah, I
LeBron
mean, you had,
did it.
You had no allegiance to Cleveland,
right?
So like,
no.
When he left Cleveland for Miami, it's like you just follow LeBron.
Yeah, I'm a LeBron fan, and people give me shit for it all the time. But, well, but the other people are LeBron fans. Like, why?
I don't. Yeah, her allegiance obviously isn't with the Cavs. I mean, she wants to see LeBron achieve like individual success. So she wants him to like stack rings,
right. Just greatness.
Yeah,
right.
And he's just a great player to watch, and that's just like
I get that.
When I got into basketball, like that's who was on TV. That's who I was watching.
And I feel like a lot of us on the internet kind of like overlook his greatness because we want to pick apart things that he does in his personal life that are just like cheese dick moves.
Yeah, especially you. Mostly
I too
you.
Love LeBron, by the way.
Thank you.
But I mean, I have personal beef too because he told me to sit down at his summer camp when I was 16.
Well, you probably deserve that. Camp.
Can you tell like a really quick version of that story?
What?
Okay, so I went to LeBron James camp in Akron, Ohio when I was 16 years old. It was a question and answer session. And
basketball camp.
Yeah, basketball camp. Question and answer session in front of like all 500 kids that were there. He points to me. They give me the mic. And as I'm about to ask my question, he says, oh, no, not you. The person behind you. Sit down. Hand the mic off. So he didn't even like I stood up in front of the entire
Did he really kid. Say sit down or did he ask you to hand the mic?
He said, hand the mic off and sit down. And like in front of the entire
that
camp.
That really affected the rest of your life, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I was 16 years old. I was starstruck. Like I actually really liked LeBron at that point. And I was about to ask my question, and I was just broken. I was a broken 16-year-old kid that just kind of, like handed off the mic and just kind of, like, crumbled to the ground in front. Like, I was embarrassed in front of the entire
What game. Were you going to ask him?
You know,
if you were to ask him
That's
now.
Really not that important now.
Yeah, you got to suppress
but,
that question.
But I think, like, the girl that, like, asked the next question was like, oh, what's your favorite color, LeBron? Like, great question. I think I was going to say something about, like, along the lines of, like, can you just touch on how it feels or like what life is like as a global icon? Just like something along those
lines. You were going to ask him a question that was going to unlock limitless potential within yourself that would have sprung you to probably been a Fortune 500 guy by now.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen because he wouldn't let you
right
ask
now.
Your question.
I don't know.
Right. You could have been in the league. Who fucking knows? We could be talking about you on the podcast instead of Carmelo Anthony and strippers. But yeah, no, so you have a legit reason for being.
Right.
What I would
a little salty.
A little anti-LeBron.
And, like, I've been watching him since 2003, like, when he got drafted. Like, it's not like I just started watching him when he won his first finals, his first championship. Like, I've been watching him since then.
If the Hawks were really good this year and a legit contender.
Which they're not.
They're not.
They're not.
They're not at all. You have Dwight Howard on your team.
Yeah, it's garbage. That was, like, the worst when they told us that he was coming.
Man, that guy.
When you sign Dwight Howard, you're like, okay, we're just going to forfeit the
thing
the
is, I
Yeah,
really,
it's like, cool, I'm not watching any of these
I am not anti-Dwight Howard. I want to be very clear about that. I like Dwight. I just don't want him on my team.
He was awesome.
And he was on your
Stan
team.
Stan Van Gundy, like, coached him up in Orlando, and he was surrounded in, he surrounded Dwight Howard with shooters. That's how you do it. You have to have Dwight Howard in the middle, and then you have four shooters on the perimeter,
but
just
not
chucking up three.
Not just shooters, Okay. It has to be four shooters who will put up with his childish bullshit personality.
And then he chased out Stan Van Gundy, who was his biggest ally, and then he's never been the same.
No, he hasn't. And he's aging. Aging liberal hippie douche.
If the Cavs were to meet the Hawks in the playoffs.
They have before.
Okay, let's see what happens this year. Who are you pulling for?
The Cavs. Okay. Atlanta doesn't have a chance.
See, it's just interesting because, like, if a dude were sitting in your... Maybe this makes me sexist. If a dude was sitting where you're sitting and making these same arguments, I would destroy him. Like, absolutely destroy him. Because that's bullshit. You can't just pick and choose. Like, what, you're just a LeBron fan? You chase LeBron around? Whatever team he goes to, you become a fucking Cavs Heat?
Hey. You can't come after Alex if you let Mia slide last week. With her, like,
but, like,
FSU
how many
Duke
people
fans.
Are just Patriots fans because of Tom Brady? Or
and those people are garbage people. They're garbage people.
I get that.
You and Alex are both making the argument that because you were born outside the United States, that's the only reason you get a pass in my book. Puerto Rico and wherever the hell
Lebanon.
Mia was born.
Yeah, yeah. Puerto Lebanon. Rico isn't like running out a squad right now. So,
but it's not like I'm a bandwagon to like every other team. Like, if I'm like a Packers fan for NFL and UNC for college.
The better
I'm
question
pretty
is,
home team.
I'm just saying, if you were a dude,
home
I'd
base.
Be, it'd be on.
Better question is, who are you cheering for in the Olympics if it's U.S. versus Puerto Rico?
Oh, come on.
I like
come on, Alex.
I did like seeing Puerto Rico against the United States in that
World
Baseball
Classic.
Yeah, that was cool. But
USA wins either way.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to root for your current country.
Yeah.
So I never understood it. Does Puerto Rico, the island, do they consider themselves a country even though they're a territory?
We're a territory. Yeah.
I know you're a territory.
Of the
U.S. But do people in Puerto Rico see themselves as more of a country than a territory?
I think so. I think we think it's just like our own little world, but we get the perks of being a territory.
I always confuse Puerto Rico and Costa Rica.
Completely different.
So Puerto Rico is the one we own.
Yeah, yes. And Costa Rica's in
Costa
Central
Rica's
America.
In South,
oh,
yeah,
now
Central.
You get even less of a pass. That shit's basically America. You should have learned our value system.
You don't even need a passport to go to Puerto Rico.
You don't.
What?
No, it's territory.
Fuck, we should go to Puerto Rico. Or Guam.
And I actually grew up like watching the Magic because everybody in Puerto Rico is like a Magic fan. So I grew up like watching Shaq, and I feel like I should have just been a Magic fan. But
Magic fan? Not,
yeah,
not,
like,
not even Heat fan.
You're
fans.
A mess.
I know. Well, that's in weird. Puerto Rico, like that's all you watch. So it was like either the Bulls or like a Magic game, and that's just all I remember from my childhood. Was, but I'm not gonna root for Magic.
They're kind of a mess right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about golf.
So are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not. But I'll leave you be. I don't. I mean, I'll abuse you off the air.
I will say this. I just want to put this out there. I think the Washington Wizards are winning the East.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm just going to be on the record and say.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Wizards are winning the East.
I like the Wizards.
I like them too.
Will you scroll up a bit there for a sec? The only other team that has a chance to beat Cleveland is Toronto, and so far they've looked like ass.
The Bucks look good.
Well,
yeah.
Ibaka showed up last game.
Yeah.
Toronto won.
That's the other team that's covered twice.
Milwaukee.
Giannis, man.
They're just a few years away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple pieces. But that's a long time.
Giannis.
You could fuck up a lot of shit as a GM.
Giannis could potentially be the best player in the league in like
three
or four years.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Easily. There's five or six guys right now that are at that kind of tipping point where it's like, they have the talent and the ability and the freak physical. Giannis, at some points, is making plays that it looks like he's literally Stretch Armstronging.
Right.
At multiple times a game. It's shit that I've never seen before lengthwise.
He's doing this, and remember when people were talking about Andrew Wiggins supposed to be the next LeBron?
Yeah, I don't know. Wiggins is just on a... Minnesota's a weird place to play basketball.
It's weird that they're not good.
They're not bad.
They're
just super young.
Yeah, but they have Thibodeau, coach. They're super young, but when are they going to take that step? Like,
Cat's going to be he's another one of those guys that I wouldn't be surprised if in 5 years he was the best player in the league.
Right.
He's unbelievable, too. The Valero Texas Open is in San Antonio this week.
You going?
Golf.
No, and that's all we have to say about that.
Well, Ian Poulter could lose his tour card this week.
What does that mean?
Really?
So he has to pretty much make the cut. I think he has to have a top 30 finish and make a certain amount of money or else he loses his PGA Tour card.
Oh.
So
because it's been so long since he... Because
he's been playing like shit.
He's been playing like shit. He's a classic American villain in the Ryder Cup. he's never really had much success inside the United States. I think
he's a well-known golfer.
He's a well-known because of the Ryder Cup. And he shows up sometimes in majors. But for the most part, he hasn't really had that much success on the PGA Tour.
I mean, this isn't a huge story.
No.
He's just been playing.
But a lot of people dislike Ian Poulter.
I do love that about golf, though. You have to earn your...
The right to be out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. A bigger story to me, Dylan and I had the opportunity to go to Callaway headquarters, as in Callaway Golf, like what, last year, the year before that? When was that?
It was like 2015? 3 years ago.
Was it really?
It was...
fuck me.
It was November 2014.
Jeez.
Man. Okay, really long time ago. But we went, and we got to play some golf with the guys known as the Bryan Bros, which consists of Wesley and...
George.
George Bryan. That.
George is the older one.
Wesley is now on the tour. He went and crushed the... What's the thing?
Web.com tour.
He crushed the Web.com tour.
Three wins. He actually... So in the Web.com tour, if you win three times on that tour, you immediately just get vaulted into
the
PGA tour. Yeah.
So he did that pretty quickly, like within 6 months, I want to say. Like it was wild. And now he got his first win. I don't know the name of the tournament.
The Heritage.
The Heritage.
The Heritage Classic.
At Harbortown, something.
He won the that like plaid jacket. Whatever.
He won like $1.1 million.
Yeah. So
he's a PGA Tour. He won a tournament.
And he's a champion.
And he's going to play Augusta next year.
Yep.
And that's where he lives.
Probably not going to hang out with us anymore, if I had to guess.
It's interesting. When we were there, to me, they were just these trick shot YouTube guys.
That's what they made their name on.
Yeah, that's how they became popular. And I had a chance to talk to a couple of the Callaway guys while we were there. And I was just like, so these guys, I mean, they're trick shot guys. Are they actually like good at golf?
Right.
They're just trick shot guys. And they said, yeah, they're both really good at golf. He said the difference between the two of them is, and I hope George isn't listening to this. Maybe I shouldn't say it.
Just say it.
He just said that Wesley can pretty much do whatever he wants with a wedge. He can put the ball wherever he wants.
Dude, he's an incredible wedge player.
With a wedge in his hands. He said that's the difference between the two of them. Well, George is also a very good golfer. He's an on-par guy.
George would probably admit that to you. I don't think that's something that he would do.
Yeah,
George,
Wesley's on the tour.
Now.
Like, yeah. So, like, I don't think you have, like, a problem
there's
saying
not,
that.
There's not, I don't think, you kind of have to admit at that point where one of you is and one of you isn't.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's just the way it is. Although I will say, as an older brother, if my younger brother was on the PGA Tour and I was not, I would murder him with my bare hands.
Yeah, I hope there's not any,
animosity.
Sibling
resentment.
You'd
be like his manager
there.
Or something.
Oh, there for sure is, on some level. Whether or not they want to admit it, either there is or they're weirdos.
And George is the older one, too, so he's seen his younger brother achieve the success.
Yeah, you got to kill that guy.
But I'm looking forward to, like, a decade of Nick Faldo, like, commentating and just saying, oh, Wesley's going to need a trick shot here.
Like, yeah, making jokes about trick
shots. He did it all weekend.
Did he really?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, it looks like this guy is the real deal. He is at the quickest ascendance, if that's a word.
Sure. Duke can putt.
No, he's an amazing putter. Sick.
So I haven't even got to see him play it. I just keep seeing him win trophies on Twitter.
Right. I mean, our good friend hashtag Chad Callaway was a caddy for him one tournament when he won.
Yeah, based on some bet they did or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so like he won a tournament on the web.com tour without even having a real caddy.
With just Chad.
Does his brother still caddy for him? Does George still caddy for Wesley?
I don't think so.
He used to.
I don't know.
Which
maybe
is weird.
Maybe he tried to kill him with his bare hands. He ate at Taco Bell after winning, really going hard after that Taco Bell endorsement that he wants there. Man, does Wesley want that Taco Bell endorsement. Why Taco Bell?
Why?
Come on, man. Pick somewhere else. Taco Bell's fucking garbage.
At least like Chick-fil-A.
Be better than the Bell.
Or Zaxby's.
Putting Taco Bell into your body is wrong.
Willingly, like when you're not drunk.
It doesn't feel right.
Y'all, at Cantina, though, you can get the booze now with like the frozen drinks by campus.
So, what is the deal with that Taco Bell? It's called Taco Bell Cantina?
They sell booze.
Aren't they? They're going, some Taco Bell stores, I think, going late night. So you can like... It's kind of like a bar scene at Taco Bell.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah, that's where I want to go try to get some ass.
I mean, you're going to end up there anyway at like 2 o'clock in
the
morning.
We're all loaded up on Taco Bell. Now let's go fuck.
Oh my God. Gross.
That sounds hot.
That's gross.
You're never having sex after you eat Taco Bell.
No, you are. You shouldn't be, though.
It happens.
Yeah.
I think you're having Taco Bell
you
after
really
you
shouldn't
sex.
Be. We've got a hotline. It's called the Backdoor Cover Hotline. The number is 800-392-6344. you can call in and ask us a question or give us a take on sports or tell us a sports story from your childhood. Don't do that. 800-392-6344. We've got one call this week from noted listener. I'll just let him talk. Here's the call.
Who sticks out for the boys? Run my mouth like Patrick Roy. Drop that rhyme. It ain't a toy. Stanley Cup. Let's all rejoice. Run that ice like Balto. Throw hands like Zdeno. Haters want to hate. Let them call me Zach Rinaldo. Once a year, Lord Stanley come. Best tune in. Watch him bust a nut. And all them hoes call them puck sluts. Five hole open, but they mouth stay shut. Love it? Hate it. Only one real got to ask that you ain't it. Big moves coming through round one. Keep his enemy ready here, round two come. Return of the dog, baby, baby. Might be the first man to rap about hockey, what it is, though. Hey, I miss y'all while you were at Augusta, but them TFM boys killed it. I spit about the race, so check it. Dan knows. Anyway, who y'all got? Canada, big dick in the States right now, but I fucks with the Preds, man. They had Carrie Underwood out there. She's fine. Bet. Let them picks fly. Fly like the styles on manoutfitters.com or the new affordable timepieces from Movement Watches. I'm about to come out back. Call me Subi Dooby Doo. I'll peep y'all on the web. Crime Dog out.
God, that was best. DJ Crime Dog, or the man known as DJ Crime Dog. I got to ask a question.
He's the best.
Do y'all like pay him?
We need to pay that man.
Give him some swag.
We don't give him anything.
We need to find out who he is.
We need to find out who he is, and we need to give him Man Outfitters.
Yeah, what's our sponsors?
How much time do you think he's spending a week writing these
songs?
No, that's off his dome.
No.
I think he spends half an hour doing that.
I agree, somewhere around there.
He's freestyling.
The
guy's got
notes.
Talent.
He's good on Twitter, too.
He's good.
He's a great follow on Twitter.
Love that kid.
At DJ Crime Dog, I believe, is his...
Keep doing you, Crime Dog.
I wonder how many other podcasts he calls in and raps, like freestyles.
Just ours.
Just y'all's.
Yeah, that's the only one that's ever happened on.
So, he...
Affordable timepieces from Movement Watches.
We're not even doing Movement... We're not even getting paid by them anymore.
No, he used to do my bookie reads, too. So
yeah.
That's kind of... It's incredible.
Just added value for our sponsors.
Can you just bleep out the sponsors that haven't paid us ad dollars for these shout-outs?
Oh, my God.
He did touch on something that we completely ignored, which I feel like we should give at least a couple minutes to, which is playoff hockey, which has begun. I've bet on two games, just complete random. One of them was because the Chicago Blackhawks, I remember their name.
Yeah.
I know hockey.
Nashville
hockey.
Predators.
They were going to overtime, and you can live bet like before the overtime period starts, and I was like, oh, fuck it, I got to do this. So I picked the Blackhawks, they lost, but it was the most stressful 20 minutes of my entire life. Like, watching... overtime playoff hockey with money on the line, or what I assume is much worse if you're
having a team
an actual fan,
is a living hell.
I gotta
say, nothing enjoyable about it.
With the Flyers out of the playoffs, it's actually been a relief. I've enjoyed so much playoff hockey because every game's gone to overtime.
By the way, does Columbus have a team?
Yeah, the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they played last night.
As in Columbus, Ohio?
Columbus, Ohio.
They have a hockey team?
Yes.
There's some random hockey teams, man. Like Nashville?
I saw them and I was like, what the? This is.
Hey, the Nashville Predators have some of the best home jerseys.
And
they're like bright yellow.
The bright yellow.
Fans are insane. That was the other game. I bet
against
them.
Carrie Underwood's boo place?
Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, is the captain of the Nashville Predators.
So I watched this overtime game. It's so stressful because there's a shot going off every 20 seconds or so. The speed of the game is just nuts.
Yes.
I don't know how these goalies do it. Like, are they all on Adderall? How the fuck do you focus enough to take, like, four shots in a 10-second period? And then it just is crazy to me. Hockey players don't get enough credit from people in the South, man. Like, that sport is wild.
It's a grueling sport.
Dude, you're taking pucks to the fucking face and losing teeth.
That guy with the eye.
What team was that? Ugh. The dude took a puck
Columbus.
To the face.
Yeah. Shouts to the Columbus what?
Columbus Blue Jackets.
Shouts to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Shouts to the guy who took a puck to the
Columbus,
face.
Ohio has an NHL team.
Dude, this guy took a puck to the face. It split his face open. He went and got 20 stitches, came back out, and played the rest of the game.
No.
And then he couldn't play last night. You know why? Because his face is fractured.
Yeah.
Can't play the sport with a fractured face.
Logan Couture of the San Jose
Sharks.
He's
like 19, this kid that got hit, by the way.
Also had like his jaw wired shut and just kind of like put on a mask.
I'm wearing one of those cage masks. Like, no, nothing's getting to my face.
You don't even see those anymore. People don't even wear them
because you just get
pussy.
Shamed. Yeah,
they just get made fun of.
They call you a pussy in the locker room.
The other game I bet on was against the who were we just talking about? Now my mind is
San Jose,
slipping.
The Columbus Blue Jackets,
Colts Blue Jackets,
Blackhawks,
Nashville.
Nashville. I bet on whoever's playing Nashville.
The Blackhawks, you said this.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, and so the Blackhawks are a 1 seed and they're down 3-0 right now to Nashville as an 8 seed.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
But Nashville's looked like far and away the better team.
Yeah, it hasn't been like
close.
Like it hasn't even felt like an upset because it's been a pretty handy beating. At least the two I've watched were anyway. I'm 0-2. I'm done. I quit. I'm not betting on playoff hockey anymore. It's a complete and total waste of money. I have no idea what I'm doing, and it's just too stressful. I can't handle it. I love watching, but not with money on the line. It's too fucking stressful. I don't know how hockey people do it. This is why so many like.
It's probably why Mia's crazy and loves it, and she like freaks out over the games. She
the
like
what?
Refuses to go out. Mia. I was like, come out with me this weekend. She's like, no, there's games on. I'm like, your team isn't even playing that night.
She's one of these people who cannot watch in public.
No.
I'm one of those people. I understand.
She is an emotional roller coaster.
Didn't you say
she teared up at the bar?
We went and watched the game with her last
game
week.
Game one, they're down 2-1.
The first round of the playoffs, obviously.
Second period,
they're down 1. This is the game they ended up winning, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
She was crying
at
the bar.
She was so sad.
She was broadcasting that on Snapchat.
I wanted to give her a hug. I was like, are you okay?
I thought like a family member was hurt or something. It's like, what's? Are you okay? She goes, yeah, my team's just losing.
Yeah.
She was so sad.
It's Washington Capitals.
Crazy how emotionally unstable Washington Capitol fans are. Because I've seen this in the group for the PGP group. Some national or Washington Capitals fan was about to write a column.
Oh, I saw this.
His team's down 2-1, okay? This is playoff hockey. It's a long series. Like, just because your team's down one game, he's just, like, saying how much of an emotional wreck he's been.
Right.
And just how, like, he can't trust Washington sports anymore. It's like, dude, the Capitals are down 1.
You're exactly right, too, that it's interesting. Like, being down 2-1 in an NBA series even is not good.
No.
Like, your odds of winning that series are far lower than in a hockey best of 7 where you're down 2-1. Like, hockey, those series, shit happens, man. Teams reel off 3 wins in a row. That shit doesn't happen in the NBA very often unless you're the Warriors in the finals and you blow a 3-1 lead. But in hockey, that's not the end of the world.
And it's not like the Capitals have been like outplayed, really. Every game's gone to overtime. Like it's just kind of been like a bad balance or like...
They just have dramatic-ass fans.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mia.
I guess they kind of feel... With their past, they've been hurt. So,
I guess.
They kind of get it. I kind of get it.
Dude, but hockey Twitter is a weird place, too. I've been diving in real deep during these games to see what happens, and fucking people are insane. I love it. I wish I was a hockey person.
Yeah, I have zero input into this.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Anybody got any shouts?
Shout out to Mia.
Shout out to Mia.
Do they play tonight? I hope they win.
They do, I think.
Oh.
I'm a Caps guy now,
yeah,
too. So I'm
rooting for her.
Oh, I jumped on the Minnesota Wild bandwagon.
It's bad.
That was the bandwagon I chose. It has not panned out for me.
No. Down 3-0.
They have not won a game.
No.
So I apologize to Minnesota Wild fans. I might have fucked you there.
I'm really enjoying this Predator team, so I'm going to hop on that bandwagon.
I should be clear that I'm a Caps guy until the Golden Knights take the ice. I'm all in on the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm a Wild guy until they get swept. Then I'm a Nashville guy. Then, no matter what, once the Golden Knights take
that's
the ice.
That's our team.
That's our hockey team.
Yeah.
I'm
buying all the gear. I'm loading up.
Yeah.
I'm getting a jersey. I don't know.
Let's get season tickets and not even go.
Okay.
Because it's in another state.
I mean, but it's Vegas.
It's Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas.
What?
And people.
We've had this conversation.
When do they take the ice, by
the way? Saying I shouldn't go.
Next year.
You will.
Do they have. Are they going to be playing in
you
Vegas? They have
a
stadium built.
Stadiums are built.
It would be better.
Because, like, when me and Rachel were driving into Vegas, I think we actually saw the stadium. I think it's built. Yeah.
Shouts to James
Harden. It's a brand new place?
Brand new place.
Field Beard. Yeah.
Shouts to Mike D'Antoni. Shouts to Daryl Morey. Rockets are going to win game 2 tonight. Shouts to Russell Westbrook.
Shouts to my Spurs.
Shouts
just
to the Spurs.
Taking care of business.
Fuck.
Such a
great
franchise.
Can we go to a game in the second round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Such a great franchise.
That's it.
You guys should have just had a first round bye.
Alex, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Thanks, Alex.
What is your, where can people follow you on the internets?
AlexGeorge5 on Instagram and Twitter.
AlexGeorge5.
It was the first number available.
Five.
There was no Alex George.
She just went one.
Not one, two,
not
three, or four.
Two, three,
I like
four.
Five. Ten's my favorite number, then it's
but
half.
Five.
Listen.
AlexGeorge5 on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us at Backdoor Cover on Twitter. That's it.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.